recover completely," he said. "We weren't sure till last Tuesday when you had that final overhaul, but I can tell you so authoritatively now, because it's going to be a long business, a long, and if I may say so, a wearisome business. When it's a question of healing nerves and muscles, the brain must help the body. Any impatience, any fretting will throw you back. And whatever you do, don't will yourself to get well quickly. Anything of that kind, and you'll find yourself back in a nursing home. You've got to take life slowly and easily, and the tempo is marked legato. Not only has your body got to recover, but your nerves have been weakened by the necessity of keeping you under drugs for so long. That's why I say go down to the country, take a house, get interested in local politics, in local scandal, in village gossip. Take an inquisitive and violent interest in your neighbours. And if I may make a suggestion, go to a part of the world where you haven't got any friends scattered about." I nodded. I had already, I said, thought of that. I could think of nothing more insufferable than members of one's own gang dropping in full of sympathy on their own affairs. "Oh, but Jerry, you're looking marvellous, isn't he? Absolutely. Darling, I must tell you now, what do you think Buster has done now?" "No, none of that for me. Dogs are wise. They crawl away into a quiet corner and lick their wounds and do not rejoin the world until they are whole once more." So it came about that Joanna and I, sorting wildly through house agents' glowing eulogies of properties all over the British Isles, selected Little Furze Limstock as one of the possibles to be viewed, mainly because we had never been to Limstock and we knew no one in the neighbourhood. And when Joanna saw Little Furze, she decided at once that it was just the house we wanted. It lay about half a mile out of Limstock on the road leading up to the moors. It was a prim, low, white house with a sloping Victorian veranda painted a faded green. It had a pleasant view over a slope of heather-covered land with the church spire of Limstock down below to the left. It had belonged to a family of maiden ladies, the Mrs. Barton, of whom only one was left, the youngest, Miss Emily. Miss Emily Barton was a charming little old lady who matched her house in an incredible way. In a soft, apologetic voice, she explained to Joanna that she had never let her house before. Indeed, would never have thought of doing so. "But you see, my dear, things are so different nowadays. Taxation, of course. And then my stocks and shares, so safe, I always imagined. And indeed, the bank manager himself recommended some of them, but they seem to be paying nothing at all these days. Foreign, of course. Really, it makes it all so difficult. One does not, I'm sure you'll understand me, my dear, and not take offence, you look so kind, like the idea of letting one's house to strangers. But something must be done, and really, having seen you, I shall be quite glad to think of your being here. It needs, you know, young life, and I must confess, I did shrink from the idea of having men here." At this point, Joanna had to break the news of me. Miss Emily rallied well. "Oh, dear, I see. Oh, how sad. A flying accident. So brave, these young men. Still, your brother will be practically an invalid." The thought seemed to soothe the gentle little lady. Presumably, I should not be indulging in these grosser masculine activities which Emily Barton feared. She inquired diffidently if I smoked. "Like a chimney," said Joanna. "But then," she pointed out, "so do I." "Oh, of course, how stupid of me. I'm afraid, you know, I haven't moved with the times. My sisters were all older than myself, and my dear mother lived to be 97, just fancy, and was most particular. Oh, yes, 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 everyone smokes now. Well, the only thing is there are no ashtrays in the house." Joanna said we would bring lots of ashtrays, and she added with a smile, "We won't put down cigarette ends on your nice furniture, that I do promise you. Nothing makes me so mad myself as to see people do that." So it was settled, and we took Little Furze for a period of 6 months, with an option of another 3. And Emily Barton explained to Joanna that she herself was going to be very comfortable because she was going into rooms kept by an old parlourmaid, my faithful Florence, who had married after being with us for 15 years. Such a nice girl. And her husband is in the building trade. They have a nice house in the High Street and 2 beautiful rooms on the top floor where I shall be most comfortable, and Florence so pleased to have